From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. A car bomb was parked in New York City's Times Square last evening. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly says explosives were rendered safe, but there was a lot packed inside.
NYPD bomb technicians have removed and dismantled three propane tanks, consumer-grade fireworks, 2 5-gallon gasoline containers filled, and two clocks, along with batteries in each of the clocks, electrical wire, and other components stored in the rear of the vehicle.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano told NBC today this is considered a potential terrorist attack. She says some evidence has been found, including fingerprints on the vehicle. There's a state of emergency in Massachusetts. The water main supplying Boston and 30 other communities has ruptured. Residents must boil their water. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Meyeroff reports.
A catastrophic break in a 10-foot-wide steel pipe forced the Massachusetts Water Resources Authority to turn off the main supply to Boston and dozens of surrounding communities. Residents still have water coming out of their taps from emergency water supplies from various reservoirs, but the water is only good for bathing and flushing. Governor Deval Patrick warned residents to boil their water before drinking it.
Failure to boil drinking water rapidly for at least a minute could cause illness, in some cases serious illness. For those who prefer to use bottled water, we've contacted the large market chains and asked them to increase their orders to keep up with what we anticipate to be increased demand.
Within hours of the news, most stores ran out of water as residents rushed to buy bottled water. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov in Boston.
Protesters gathered in several cities Saturday to demand federal immigration reform and denounce Arizona's new law against illegal immigration. NPR's Kerry Kahn says tens of thousands of people filled the downtown city blocks in Los Angeles.
It was one of the largest May Day protests in years in Los Angeles. Protesters carrying signs that read, "Boycott Arizona and we are all Arizonans," chanted, "Si se puede," yes we can, in Spanish, and listened to dozens of speakers decrying the recent anti-illegal immigration law in Arizona. Dolores Jones says she came to support immigrants who she says are unfairly discriminated under the new law.
They deserve the dignity that God gave them at birth, so I'm here to fight for their dignity and for reforms.
Like Jones, many in the crowd called on President Obama to push for federal immigration reform. Speakers, including L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and Cardinal Roger Mahoney, called for the repeal of the Arizona law and decried it as un-American. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.
President Obama is going to the Gulf Coast today. He'll see emergency work being done by crews who are trying to stop crude oil from washing up into sensitive Louisiana marshlands and onto the beaches of four states. You're listening to NPR News. The Greek government is proposing drastic new spending cuts to tackle the country's crushing debt. These include new taxes on consumer items and cuts to government workers' salaries and reductions for government pensioners. The European Union and the International Monetary Fund have signaled they're willing to help, but they want Greece to help itself, too. A new study finds some children who get Medicaid health benefits are at risk of losing part of the program. That's because their parents are having trouble reading renewal forms. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
States have long known that one way to lower their Medicaid rolls is to make their renewal applications longer. The more difficult it is for families to renew coverage, the fewer families get through the process. But the new study from researchers at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and the University of Pennsylvania looks specifically at the reading level of those renewal applications. It found that 92% of applications were written at or above the fifth grade reading level. And for every grade level increase of difficulty of the application, the chance of a child losing coverage rose by 47%. All but a handful of states actually have reading-level guidelines for Medicaid information, but researchers found applications for nearly half the states violate their own guidelines. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe has declared a state of emergency after tornadoes again blew through his state. At least one woman is dead and 24 people are hurt. The worst affected area is Van Buren County, about 75 miles north of Little Rock. Heavy damage is reported from Arkansas's western border with Missouri through the central part of the state. The National Weather Service is trying to pinpoint just how many tornadoes touched down this weekend. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.